Every morning when I wake up, I thank God for another day of living. Why do I do that? It's because of a woman I heard in Mothers Against Drunk Driving who spoke at a victim impact panel, and I was speaking on the same panel with her. And she had been hit by a drunk driver and had a grapefruit-sized hemorrhage on her brain. Well, that was pretty big. And she forgot everything she knew from the point of impact backward. It was gone. She didn't remember her mom, her fiance, where she worked, any of her friends. Nothing. It was all gone, just gone. And she was disfigured. Her face was mangled and her body was not working right. She could barely walk. One side of her body was kind of twisted and her hand was messed up, and, you know, it was neurological damage, and that was affecting her body quite a bit. Doctors said she would never have children again because it affected her, as she put it, baby making parts. And she was hobbling down the hallway of her home with her mom close at her side, trying to keep her, you know, from falling over because her balance had been impacted too. And she was in constant pain. Her name was Chris. Her mom's name was Sharon. And Chris said that she was walking past this one door that had a bunch of little windows in it, and she saw her own reflection just grimacing in pain. And she was so frustrated, so pissed off really, and everything, that she balled up her fists and she punched through a double pane of windows. And of course it cut her hand really bad, and her mom was freaking out trying to stop the bleeding, and they rushed her to a hospital, and, you know, they got everything sewn up and all that. But for some reason, that moment was Chris's breakthrough. At least that's how she described it. She said from that day forward, for some reason, you know, maybe it was a God thing, who knows, but she said every morning ever since then, when she wakes up in the morning, she thanks God for another day of living. And I figure, you know what? If she can do it, maybe I can too. And I started doing it. So that's why I thank God for another day of living. I don't have to want to thank God. I don't even have to be very thankful for the way things are going per se. I mean, it's not like I'm in total bliss because I said thank you. But it sure helps a lot. It really helps a lot. And I remember this concept in the Bible that says to give thanks in all things, not just the ones that are easy, not just the ones that are simple, you know, not just the ones that make us happy per se. I think happiness is a choice, but it's not always easy to make that choice. You know, when you're in a lot of pain, It's hard to say, ah, gee, this is a lot of fun, you know, whether it's physical pain or emotional pain, psychological pain, whatever it is. But I started doing that. I just started thanking God for another day of living. And that's gratitude. You know, start your day with gratitude is the way I view this. And I've heard so many people, hundreds, probably thousands of people that I've heard in recovery through the years talk about the power of gratitude. And it's not the excuse that people have for avoiding gratitude, like calling it toxic positivity and finding some little spin they can put on being an asshole, you know. And there is a such thing as unrealistic, maybe toxic positivity, just like there's a downside to anything. You can misuse anything. You know, but I just think gratitude helps cut through the stuff that's accumulated on our pants, you know, and we can clean it off and see the pan as it really is, rather than just set it down and look at it and go, oh, good enough. And you know, it might take a little elbow grease to get the bad attitude out of there. But you know, they say fake it until you make it. Don't just fake it. The whole objective isn't to be fake. It's fake it until you make it. Put one foot in front of the other and be the best person you can be and leave the outcome up to God. That's my take on it. So, you know, if you can improve on that, I'm all ears. And, you know, we're in this together. There's no way that we're not in this together. And almost every piece of good information I've got in my head came as a direct result of helping someone else or listening to someone else helping someone else. So be of service, you know, be the reason someone feels loved today. I love you. Pass it on. Make a better world now.